Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
Hey there, y'all.
Hey.
How we doing? Local time, 10:53 in the morning.
Yup.
I feel like it's midnight. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I feel like maybe it's just like, is mercury in the microwave or something?
I don't know. Maybe it's because the weather has been so fluctuating that...
Yeah, it's so been a little gloomy. Fluctuative?
I don't know. Fluctuating? I just feel like the weather's fluctuating. I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
It's just been gloomy because we've been in a drought. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this week...
The heavens have opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The earth is crying. And,
But it's like, yeah, we're having multiple severe weather things every day where it's like it's super hot, then it gets kind of muggy, and then it's like downpour.
I know. That's the bad thing about when it rains in summertime in Florida, because it doesn't cool anything down
like a lot of
people think it would.
It turns into crab oil.
Yeah, it's really bad, and it just makes you sweat more, and then you get more gross, and you're like sticky from the mugginess and the humidity, and then all of a sudden it's raining, and so you're soaked, and then the sun comes out, and then you just boil.
Yeah.
It's bad. So right now we're experiencing that.
Yes.
And it's May, so like April showers did not bring May flowers. I think May flowers are bringing June. No, May showers are bringing June flowers.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's... Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah.
Weather is really making me, like, super tired.
I woke up. It was pouring rain against my window.
Mm.
And I woke up at, like, 8:50, and I was like... Oh. So, last night was hellish for me.
Yeah?
Because I came home from work. I was so tired. I fell asleep in my car sitting up.
What?
Yeah.
Like, where? I in the parking lot?
In the parking lot. I had parked my car, and I was just like, man, I'm so tired. I leaned back. I, like, closed my eyes. 15 minutes passed, and I woke up because the storm was rolling and it hit my car, and like the wind was gusting, and I went, like, woke up. I was like, oh my God, it's happening. And then I had some food. I wasn't feeling great. I took a nap for an hour that became 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I woke up, my head was like, my head was reeling. I had heartburn. I never get heartburn.
Oh my God.
And I felt like I was going to throw up. So I don't know what happened. And then I tried to get some stuff done,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, I was in the shower. I almost like passed out standing up. I almost threw up.
Oh my gosh.
I still have a headache today. I took Motrin though.
Okay.
But it was just like, I don't know. It was just like I got slammed with something.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
That's not good.
It's not tea.
No. I'm sorry. You went through that.
I know. It's crazy. That's why I'm wearing my glasses, because my head hurts so much. I tried to put on contacts when my head hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That's my lore. That's my tea. That's my truth.
I love your lore. I love your tea. I love your truth.
Thank you. I did get some laundry done, though, so there's that.
Yeah, that's really good. Laundry is always fun to do.
Yeah?
My day wasn't quite as exciting as yours, but, like, I
still
feel... I
don't know if I'd say exciting.
It was eventful.
A noteful day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A noteful day. No, I've just been feeling really exhausted.
Yeah.
The past few days. Like, I feel like...
Well, you did have a huge trip, though.
I wouldn't call it huge.
Trips take it out of you.
They do, yeah. So my boyfriend and I, if you guys didn't know, my boyfriend and I went to Atlanta for literally, like, 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We drove up one day. We went to a concert at night. Slept. Then drove back the next day. And it was like a 6-7 hour drive. So,
yeah
sitting decent. Down for... Sitting down for a while. Oh, my God. You're making me yawn, too. Anybody else just yawn? Leave a comment down below.
Raise your hand if you just yawned. And with that hand up in the air, you're going to comment, like, subscribe, ring that notification bell.
Slam that notification bell.
Yeah. I want you to crack the screen with how hard you slam that notification bell. Yeah.
Don't bill us, though.
No.
That's on you.
That's on you.
Yeah, so I guess that's true, and I feel like, because you and I, we went to Disney, and you, like, I haven't really gone to Disney much.
And you almost got run over by a lady on ECV.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Taking my photo.
Uh-huh.
Like, it would, like, you had only, in the room.
Right, and I'm like, okay, lady.
Yeah.
And she's like, these people don't slow down.
Well, you're one of them, ma'am.
Exactly. Look who's talking. But yeah, we did a whole Disney day. We did Animal Kingdom, and then we did Magic Kingdom, the two kingdoms, which is crazy. And then I think it was the next day that I went on the road trip, then back. And then the day after that, went to Animal Kingdom again.
And rode your favorite ride, the safari.
Yeah, I know. I did the safari twice in a week. That's crazy.
And I found out that she doesn't like the safari.
No, it's like a zoo.
What's wrong with zoos?
You see an animal once, you see an animal once. Yeah, like, but I don't need to see a greater kudu.
Why not?
All the time.
I do.
Okay. You can do that.
I kudu.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think that it's fun.
I don't know.
You have to keep going to these places to give them money so they stay in business, or else other children of the future won't be able to see the zoo.
I don't give them any money. I'm a pass holder. Well, I guess I give them money, but like, whether or not I go, I still give them money because I pay for the pass.
Yeah, but like, you know, you have, it's like, you know, saying you've seen art once, you've seen it all. You have to keep going to these museums so they can have a business to run. And
but it's like going to the same museum over and over and over again.
I've done that.
Okay.
Hashtag the Cleveland Museum of Natural History. I love that museum.
How many times have you gone?
Since I was a child, I've probably gone like 20 plus times.
Okay. But do they have different exhibitions?
Sometimes. No, I would just go because they had this huge taxidermy room. We've talked about it. I think. They had this huge room of taxidermy from wall to ceiling, and it was my favorite thing ever, and I begged my parents to go drive me up there so I could see it all.
Okay, so you had enjoyment in the taxidermy.
Yeah.
That's why you go.
You should have enjoyment in the animals.
I see a giraffe once.
I love giraffes. Okay. I love zebras.
Oh my gosh, but really on the safari, not the one that we went on, but the one that I went on the safari, there was like four children, like all under the age of five, just talking. Different families too. Two of them were twins though. Just talking to the driver, and the driver could not hear them because they were so far back. But like, we passed the rhinos, and this kid went, "I thought the rhinos were unstinked." Unstinked?
Yeah.
That was really funny. And then another kid was saying like how they almost drowned in a pool once. Okay, cool.
But their uncle was there.
So he saved them. It was just like random. It's like, "Driver, please, could you please slow down?" And then the other twin went, "Wee!" It was like, besties, make up your mind. It was really funny. It was the entire like 25 minutes.
I think it's a 19 minute something ride.
Yeah, something like that. But we kept stopping. We were in line forever because there was giraffes in the way. And we couldn't get on the vehicles because they were waiting for the giraffes to move out of the way.
A traffic jam.
Are you proud of that one?
I used to have a shirt that said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to it? You got it too cool for it?
No, it just kind of got old.
Oh,
so okay. I was like, gotta get rid of it.
But do you think... But if you wear it and you see strangers, it's not old for them. It's new.
I mean, like, the shirt itself got old.
Oh.
But I do. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think something's old, but strangers, they've never seen you.
Yeah, they've never seen it before.
They've never seen that outfit. Who cares if you're an outfit repeater? They don't know.
Yeah.
They're probably outfit repeaters, too.
Yeah. I am a constant outfit repeater. I think I've worn this exact hoodie on this podcast, like, four times. I know I said four.
Four times.
Sorry, I have 100%
worn this getup. I am wearing fuzzy socks, though.
Oh, so you switched up a bit.
I switched it up a bit. Okay. And it's like, what, 90 degrees outside right now or something?
Plus the AC's on to here.
So, I'm always cold in this house. So, I'm always in a sweatsuit. I feel like I need to get more. I would really like a black one.
I thought you had a black one.
No, I don't have a black one.
Oh. Is it like black and white, the one you have?
No. I have my Avengers hoodie. That's like the black, and it's got gray sleeves. And then I have my Avengers sweatpants. But I want just like plain black. Because what if I want to go out of the house? I very rarely go out of the house in sweatpants.
Yeah.
But what if I do?
Yeah, what go if you out do a trash run or something?
Exactly. You know? I want to look semi put together. And I feel like when you just put neutrals together, it just works. Mm-hmm. Black sweatpants and a white t-shirt, that's kind of fine. Claw clip, you put some earrings in, you actually look a little bit put together.
Mm-hmm. You are going to the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, I think that's that. Should we read what our co-stars say today?
I would love to. I have mine queued up.
Okay, go ahead first then.
Reframe your urges. Do fallacies, mood rings, morning rituals.
Hmm.
I kind of did a morning ritual today where I woke up at 8:50 and did some laundry and I went right back into bed.
There you go. That's a beautiful morning ritual.
Don't. Disclaimers, escapism, and reactivity.
Okay.
And there's something for us. Sam doesn't need to be afraid of being alone with her thoughts. You don't need to be afraid of making human mistakes.
Okay. It's powerful.
Yeah.
Shout out. All right, mine says, your body is filled to capacity with feelings.
Hmm.
Yeah, bestie.
Uh-huh.
Do, moving on, distance, speaking terms.
Hmm.
Don't, hot takes,
nitpick,
strong sense.
Hmm.
Good thing I can't even do strong sense. I ran out of candles.
Hmm.
There's a friend update for us. When Isabella has too much free time, they decide to master rock climbing in one afternoon. That kind of sounds like something you'd do.
I don't have the upper body strength for that, but yeah.
You have upper body strength, though.
But not for rock climbing. My legs are my strongest body part.
You have pushed multiple vehicles.
Yeah.
Using your legs, so I guess that's true. Mine says, when you have too much free time, you dump out that 1,000-piece puzzle for the third time. No thank you.
You're not a puzzle girl?
No. I can't remember the last time I finished a puzzle.
During COVID, my sister and I were big puzzle people.
Really?
We would sit there for hours on this huge table that, like, folded out. Kind of like how this one folds out.
Uh-huh.
It was a tall table that folded. And we would do, like, 1,000, 5,000-piece puzzles. And it would take us, a few days to a week.
Depending on how much time we had. That's insane. No, I don't think I've ever done an 1,000-piece puzzle. I remember the last time I bought a puzzle with that many pieces. I think it was, 1,000 pieces. It was when I came down to Disney with one of my friends from back home, and it was Hurricane Ian.
Ooh.
And Disney had closed for, 3 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we still went on the trip anyway. So we were stuck at, All-Star Music or something. And so we went in the gift shop because nothing else was open, and we bought a puzzle. We tried to do some of it. Nope. And then when we left, I said, here, you have a bigger family. Somebody in your house is going to do the puzzle. Do it. And she took it. I don't know if they ever did the puzzle.
Hmm.
It was like a Lilo and Stitch puzzle, I think.
Gee. I used to love to do puzzles.
Oh my God. I'm so yawny today. I had this puzzle. It was a giant floor puzzle when I was younger. It was an ABC floor puzzle. I really liked to do that. Kept it at my grandma's house. And her and I would practice our ABCs together.
Because
my grandma can't really speak much English. So her and I would be learning together.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. So that was that. That puzzle probably still exists at her house somewhere. And I'm pretty sure it has all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting.
That's about that. Anything else?
About puzzles?
Sure. I don't know. What is your...
Oh, my paragraphs?
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot about those. Yeah.
Well, today I have a little bit of fun stuff. I have power and sex and love, pressure and self, and trouble with everything else. Today is tough. You can't seem to access your usefulness. There's a difference between giving everyone the space they need and using this as an excuse to avoid intimacy. Don't second guess yourself.
Hmm.
This month, you have to focus on how to ground yourself when you're insecure. You don't have to punish yourself for needing to live a secret life, as long as it's harmless. But you do have to be intentional about it. Grow and expand by making a decision. The broader focus of your life during this time is to question very deeply all of your beliefs. Life is an ongoing series of choices between safety and risk.
Ooh, okay.
I like that. Power and magnetism.
Nice.
Pressure and growth. No.
Oh, no, you can't grow.
I don't want to grow. I actually do. If I could be 6 foot, that'd be good.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mine says, today you are feeling stressed. Instead of being a locked jaw, try surrendering.
Locked jaw. You know the song?
Yep. Taking everything literally only reveals your cynicism. Mm. This month, you are ready to keep your expectations realistic. This is a commendable move for someone who minimizes real emotional issues by magnifying other parts of themselves that they feel okay about. Mm. Feel yourself opening up, growing bigger, taking pride in your scars, letting all your past selves shine through. Mm. The broader focus of your life during this time is to break away from circumstances that hold you back. You can have an impact on the world without becoming a tyrant. There is a fine line between respect and fear. The distinction matters. I think I've been talking a lot about this, you know, this this thing says letting all your past selves shine through. I've been talking a lot about that recently, mm-hmm. About how all of my past selves live within me.
Yeah.
Every version of me.
Sorry, that was my light.
I was like...
It's been beeping a lot lately. I think it's on its deathbed.
Uh-oh.
So time to get a new desk lamp.
We're going to have to get another lamp for our Yub O'Clock podcast setup.
I know.
But yeah, I've been talking a lot about honoring my past self and every version of her. I've been talking recently about, like, why do you love Disney so much? And I'm like, just because of the nostalgia factor. Because when I grew up, or when I was growing up, these movies taught me to dream. They taught me to experience life. They taught me to chase after what I want. And they really inspired me. They allowed me to escape to fantasy worlds and to dress up and to be a princess. And they were there for me in the hard times. If I was having a bad day, I always had a comfort movie, and it was usually a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
So connecting with all of these versions of myself at different stages, like, oh yeah, I remember when this came out, I was 5 years old and I was doing this. Or, oh, when this came out, I was 12 years old and I was doing this. And it gives me, and it's not just with Disney, but that's just, you know, what I refer to a lot. It's really beautiful connecting with those versions of me and being, I don't know, just loving those versions of me.
Yeah.
And being like, you're safe, you're okay.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, all you have is you, so you might as well look back and love who you were.
Exactly.
Or even at least come cringy. To terms with who you were and be like, you know what, maybe that was bad, but I'm not that person anymore.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I want to check my notes app because I don't think I've talked about my thoughts in a while.
Ooh, okay. My thoughts. Let's hear your thoughts.
Well, I wrote here that I want to do an outfit, and I would love the people's thoughts on this.
Ooh,
I was thinking strawberry shortcake, right?
Yeah.
Outfit. But we go as her, but we're pirates.
Ooh.
Because I've been thinking about maybe doing a Ren Faire this year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wouldn't it be fun to be strawberry shortcake and gang, but as pirates?
That's actually really fun.
Right?
I like that.
Oh.
What is strawberry shortcake's sibling's name?
She has a sibling?
Yeah, she has a little sister or something.
Is it like lemon meringue? Because she's got strawberry shortcake, the blueberry one, there's the purple one, and the lemon one, and I think there's an orange one.
There's an orange one, yeah. But I don't think the sibling is, like, part of the gang, like, the core gang. It's just, like, a... Anyway.
Such is the life of the younger sister, though. Let's see. Strawberry shortcake.
Us both being the younger sister.
Sister, yeah. Apple dumpling.
Apple dumpling. Yeah.
Oh, in some iterations, she is a baby, while in others, she is a little girl or a teenager. She's eager to be involved in her adventures.
In Strawberry Shortcake's adventures?
Yeah. When I was little, this was my favorite version of Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, yeah. That's like the 2003 version.
Yeah.
I remember she had
a video game.
Oh, I never played the video game.
Game Boy.
Really?
And I love to play it, and I wish I could play it again.
Oh, my gosh. We should go around and see if there's any, like, video game stores, like pre-owned video game.
Yeah.
Things.
If there was one, I would buy a Game Boy and I would get Strawberry Shortcake and Spyro Fire and Ice.
Mm.
Those were the two games I played as a kid. Aww. And I had little ones where you would put it in and it would like play like episodes of a cartoon.
Really?
Like really low res.
Huh.
Like I had like a Kim Possible, a Lilo and Stitch one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had a Lilo and Stitch game, and I think you could watch clips of the movie mm-hmm. on there, but it wasn't just like an episode or whatever.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
I love my little Strawberry Shortcake game, and I remember my password for it, very clever, was 222. Because I was Whoa. Like, I'm going to forget it, so what's the number I'll remember?
Mm-hmm. 222.
222. And sometimes now when I'm playing, like, little video games, they're like, you should make a password for this chest or whatever. I always do 222.
Yeah.
Because I'm like...
I mean, you also have the bracelet.
You're so right.
The 222 bracelet. Yes. So I think you've just been manifesting it all the time.
I just choose my favorite number.
If anybody goes up to you and asks you, like, oh, 222, what's the significance to you?
It's
the password to my Strawberry Shortcake game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really funny.
So here's one of my podcast topics that's actually relevant to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
When you think of hugging your younger self, what age do you see yourself as?
Like 4.
Really? Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's just the... I think she was me before she let the world affect her.
Mm-hmm.
Because watching videos, like, of my first day of preschool...
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaking cute. I walked in with a whole cheetah print outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I had like cheetah pants, a black shirt, and a cheetah cardigan. And I had pigtails and my hair was super long.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally the photos of me are like I'm posing like this. Mm-hmm. She was such a little diva. And yeah. like she was so unapologetically herself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was bossy when I was, mm-hmm. not like bossy in a mean way, but I was just like, let's get these things done. I was yeah. very strategic in school, and I think that's just like, I think I've evolved into her.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back to her energy,
okay.
which I love. But I've returned to the homeland.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I think about my past self, immediately like she just pops up. Yeah.
Is someone like shoveling the ground with like a?
Nope, that's just a motorcycle. That oh, sounds really bad.
Yeah, you might want to get that one looked at.
Mm-hmm.
When I imagine hugging my younger self, I always picture my, like, 14, 13-year-old self.
Because
I think when I was 13, 14, I was in the darkest period of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were getting a divorce. I was a little chubby and depressed. And I just thought that it wasn't worth living at mm-hmm. that era in my life. And it was just like, because there's so much chaos in my world. My parents were getting divorced. My sister was mean to me. We're fine now. But like, she was mean to me back then.
Mm-hmm.
I felt alone. And I didn't get like the attention that I needed, which is, yeah. you know, I'm an adult. I don't need attention now. But it's like, we're like, when you're a kid, you need attention. You need
yeah.
to be feel, you need to feel seen.
Mm-hmm.
And you still need to feel seen as an adult, but when you're young, it's like you need it.
And you can't properly vocalize feelings
yeah.
in that way. Like, you need to, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to Panic at the Disco, Fever You Can't Sweat Out, and I just, yeah. So I always picture hugging my early teen self, because my mom calls that my dark and stormy era. And I agree. I was dark and stormy, and I just needed a little extra love and care. And I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like when I was a little kid, I was content. I was chilling. I had my stories and writing and my little pet shop that I would use. And I would always do the same story where there was one little pet shop that was getting bullied. But she was I'd always make her the prettiest pet shop.
Aww.
She's getting bullied by all the other evil, jealous bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be a talent show. And they'd be like, oh, we're going to win. And then I'd make her go up. She'd always be the last act.
Uh-huh.
The judges were hopeless. They're like, no one's going to win this stupid show.
Yeah.
And she would blow them away with her voice. And then she'd get famous. And that was the story I always told. I don't know why.
That's so cute.
I always gravitated towards that story I would tell. Or like, You know, I think that was the one, because that's the one I have of the most vaguest memory. I was sitting on, so my grandmother had like a little fireplace that she never turned on. And I would always use that as like the cliffs of the village, like the high, whatever. And then there was the little town below.
Yeah.
And the town, she would always be on the top because she would sing and it would go to the whole town. They'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I was mean to her. She's got talent. And then she'd always get the guy, the hot little pet shop.
Oh, right.
That was definitely the same model as her, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So they were like twinnies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was great. I don't know why. So when I was little, I would walk around my backyard and I would talk to the wind and like I would swing. Talking to the wind is like very silly to say. But, like, I would just chit chat with the wind. I'd be like, how are we today? And I'd walk around the backyard and have fake stories going on in my head that I was playing with other things. I had, like, imaginary friends.
Yeah.
Which sounds sad, but I had the time of my life. I would run around with them, and we'd all, bam, and we'd get into stories and stuff. And then teenage years, And then when I was in late high school, things were fine. I was just itching to get out of there.
Yeah.
To move away, which I did. But no, definitely late middle school, early high school me, when I had hardly any friends and I was kind of getting bullied. So, yeah.
Sometimes it's funny to go back and think about what brought you joy at a certain age. Like you with your littlest pet shops or just going in the backyard and talking to the wind and like all that kind of stuff. Because yes, it could kind of seem, okay, light, calm down. It could seem kind of silly, but also like I think that's beautiful, like you going out and kind of connecting with nature and doing all these mindfulness things that you didn't even realize that you were doing. It was just something that you felt called to do and brought you happiness and joy. Oh my gosh, this light really is it's crazy.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle because it's beeping and I wonder if that's why I'm having bad sleep.
Maybe. Interesting. Is there any way to turn the sound off?
No, I haven't figured it out yet. There's no way to like make it stop beeping unless I got in there and cut a cord.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but yeah. Anyway, I wonder sometimes if you think about all the things that brought you joy, if we started doing those things again, would we be happier? Like,
yeah, probably.
Like if you bought a big bag of littlest pet shops off of eBay.
I still have my childhood ones because when we moved away, I was forced to get rid of them and I cried all the way home that I was like, well, if she doesn't want them anymore, can I have them back? I got them back and they were kind of damaged from her, but it felt like I had reclaimed something of my childhood.
Yeah.
So
like, what if you spent, you know, a day just playing with your littlest pet shops and coming up with different stories?
I've been trying to get a way to clean them, but they're still in Vegas.
Oh, you should bring them back.
Yeah. Do a deep clean of them.
Yeah, that would be fun. And, like, me, I remember I loved Bratz dolls as a kid. And after I grew up a little bit, we had a yard sale at my grandma's house. And I put all my Bratz dolls in, like, a box. I sorted out the ones that were like my favorite ones, but I had like over 50 dolls and I put them in this box and this lady came up and she was like, hey, I'm buying these for like an orphanage. Can you sell them to me? And I was like, sure. And I sold them. And I like, sometimes I regret that because I'm like, they're my dolls and I love them. But also I'm like, I don't know if the lady was lying. I hope she wasn't lying.
My first thought was that sounds like a lie.
It kind of sounds like a lie.
The orphanage. Which one?
Right. What orphanage?
Do orphanages even exist anymore?
Don't know.
In the traditional sense.
I don't know why she would lie to me, though, about that. Just say you want... Like, it's not like I was raising the price or anything. Like, we didn't haggle over price.
Maybe she didn't want to seem like a grown woman buying dolls.
Who knows? But I sold that entire box of dolls. And I remember my mom's face when we sold it. And she was like, oh, my God. Like, she's letting go of her childhood. And we talk about that sometimes. But I'm like, I loved those dolls so much. I felt like it was just a piece of me gone. And then Bratz dolls came back for their, like, 20th anniversary. And they remade the dolls in the same collection. So I bought a lot of the dolls. that were new, they're still back in Pennsylvania, like in the box still. And I'm just like, what if I just open, I've been feeling really called to like just buying, going to Target, even though I don't really want to, and just buying a Bratz doll and just like opening her and having her on display.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I don't know, it just feels like something connected with my childhood. And I mm-hmm. really love those dolls. And I feel like I got a lot of my fashion sense from them too, because they're fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
They are slay.
Yeah.
So I think about that too, because I would always play with my dolls. I would even, when I had my own camera, I filmed, like, I would
make movies with them?
Yeah, I would make movies, and my mom has those movies on her Dropbox, and she just sent me a link to that, and I went, ew, oh my god,
mm-hmm.
because it was so cringe. I just, like, had the doll, and I was filming. I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? Let me go in the house, blah, 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 and
you're a filmmaker.
Yeah. I really thought I was going to pop off, and I wanted to edit them and put them on YouTube, but I don't think I ever did. But yeah, like just connecting with little hobbies from your childhood, I think that would be fun.
I see those littlest pet shop blind boxes
Ooh.
That have come back, and I want to buy one so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because
where do they sell them?
I saw one at a Hobby Lobby.
Hmm. Should we go buy one?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Because I haven't been doing mystery boxes like I used to, and they bring me so much joy.
What if we bought one, and then I'll buy a Bratz doll?
Yeah.
And we'll reconnect to our...
And we'll be sitting here on the pod being like...
Me.
Because I have a little pet shop. Have I told you about this?
I don't know.
It sits on my desk.
Yeah, the turtle.
It sat on every desk, the turtle. Uh-huh. I Googled him because I was curious if he was worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he's one of the most common little pet shop that they sold back in the day.
Really?
But it's like, I don't care that he's common. Uh-huh. He's mine.
He's yours.
He's my best friend. I don't think I've ever named him. He's always just been Turtle.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his name. But yeah.
I think that's his name. And I think it's funny how the turtle is one of the most common. I never had the turtle one.
Mm-hmm. He's like pet shop like number like two or something, like in terms
really?
Of like the lineup list. Let me Google it.
No, I don't think I ever had the turtle one. I had a big box of littlest pet shops, and I had this play set, and it was a big, like it was the ground, and then you would stack the things. There was like a It was almost like a treehouse, and then it had a giant slide, and I had a little roller skate. Not roller skate, but like a something with wheels.
He is Turtle. His 007 is his lineup number.
Okay, that turtle looks familiar.
Yeah, he sat on my desk my whole life.
That's really cute.
Sorry, maybe he's number 8, actually. Because they have like two that are the same.
Oh. I really liked when they used the same molds and mm-hmm. they had. I used to group my littlest pet shops by the same mold and be like, oh my gosh, they're sisters, or oh, they're in love because they're the same. They look exactly the same, or mm-hmm. they're brother and sister, whatever. That was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the dog ones, but I had a lot of the bunny ones. I remember one Easter, I got a bunch of bunny littlest pet shops. I had like 3 or 4 of them. And I had one that I still have to this day. It was a little chicken, or a little, like, chick. She's yellow, and she's little. They're all bobbleheads, but, like, mm-hmm. her head was really bobbly, and she's just super tiny. And I gave her to my nephew, and he really liked it at one point. Yeah, but I really like Littlest Pet Shops. Now you have me intrigued about Littlest Pet Shop blind boxes. I kind of want to get one.
Yeah, I love Littlest Pet Shop. I still do. Like, they've always been my favorite. Like, as a teenager, early college, I think about Littlest Pet Shop all the time. Because
mm-hmm.
I've loved them. Like, I have a huge Tupperware, like, not Tupperware, like, the huge, like...
Yeah, like the Rubbermaid boxes.
Clear bins uh-huh. of them. I have the OG hotel.
Mm.
Not the one with the fish in it, though, but I have, like, the purple hotel.
I have the fish one.
I have the doctor one.
Yeah.
I have, like, the Littlest Pet Shop was what my parents gave me as a reward for doing good.
Aww.
Like, I'll never forget, my mom told me I had to get a good grade on my math test to get this one purple panda Littlest Pet Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hiding it in my own closet.
Okay.
I found it,
uh-huh.
and then I saw it, and I went, oh my god, I have to pass, because he's already been bought, and I don't want my mom to return him.
So then I studied
even harder, and I did pass. And then I remember I came in my mom's room, I said, I got a B. And she went, you can get the panda. And then later, I think when I was outside playing, she stuck into my room and then, like, took it out.
And got it.
And then she, like, gave it to me later.
Aww.
I think we were at dinner. And she's like, well, since you did so good,
that's I got to play with it at the table. That's so sweet.
When I graduated kindergarten,
uh-huh.
I was gifted a Little's Pet Shop. Mm-hmm. And it came in this gift bag that was Little's Pet Shop themed. And, like, their heads were, like, on little coils. And they popped out and, like, bounced at
Aww.
You. Like, I love little, like, no joke, I love Little's Pet Shop. Maybe mm-hmm. I should get a Little's Pet Shop tattoo.
Okay.
And add I think that would be list. Metal. Yeah.
That's light, really. That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe you should get a Bratz tattoo. And
okay. I would get a Bratz tattoo.
Yeah. You should get a Bratz, like, tramp stamp.
Okay.
And it's like should swirls I, with the Bratz logo.
The Bratz logo?
Yeah.
Okay. Bratz, what do you think about that?
Does that go with your brand?
I think it does, actually.
Yeah. Absolutely, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, when I go to Vegas, I'm going to Vegas. In a few days, because my mom's graduating college.
Yay!
Shout out.
Yay, mom!
And, which I got to brag about at work, because people would be like, oh, someone asked me if I was a mother. And I said, do I look like one? There's no ring on this finger, which you don't have to be a mother with a ring, but...
You just give mother energy.
I guess, and they were British. Are you a mother? Are you a mom? And I went, no, I have one, though.
Mm-hmm.
And she's graduating college. And they went, oh, good for her. And I said...
Thank you very much.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm going to be in Vegas and all my Little's Pet Shops are in boxes over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to dig them out. Yeah. Talking about blind boxes, I also want to talk about Labubus again. Because we were talking about them off air.
Off air.
And I just love mystery boxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have an insane obsession with Munchlings. That's
yeah.
why every time I see a mystery box, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. It's like my version of gambling.
But I think it's like, toy. It's just like, you're like, oh my gosh, what could it be?
Mm-hmm.
It's the excitement of the unknown.
I like to think, here's my theory. Because I grew up not celebrating holidays, I never got the joy of not knowing what was in a gift bag.
Oh.
And I think maybe that's why now I have such a weird obsession with not knowing what I'm buying.
You know what, that
I
makes
want the
sense.
Surprise, right? Mm-hmm. That just feels like that, in my mind, that makes the most sense.
That does make sense.
So,
mm-hmm.
maybe I should pick up a therapist, because that was such a good pull, I think.
Yeah, that was a good connection there.
I feel like, now, do you feel like your obsession with mystery boxes come from the fact that growing up you never had surprises?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, yes!
Oh my god, you just connected the dots!
Speaking of which,
yeah.
my birthday's coming up,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how I feel about it.
Why?
I don't know. I just, whenever my birthday comes and goes, like, I feel torn.
Why?
Between doing something and not doing something. Because not doing something feels the most right, because that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
But I also, if I don't do something, then I get sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, today's my birthday, and I'm just sitting around.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I know we're going to do medieval times. Like, when we did the pirate adventure, that healed my inner child
a little bit. So fun.
Because I paid extra for the birthday shout-out.
Yeah.
And what did it give me? A pirate hat? Lit. I still have it.
And a birthday certificate.
Yes, and I still have that.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That was a really fun night.
Yeah, like I had so much fun,
mm-hmm.
completely sober.
We exactly.
were hooting and hollering like drunk people.
Yeah.
It
was a crazy show too, especially when they're on that ladder.
And they're like, and everyone's going,
flipping.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And when that one dude like fell from the ship all the way through that little trap door thing.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So it's like, I don't know. And then when people get me stuff, I feel bad. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I shouldn't be having a good time.
Right.
Because that religious trauma has a grasp on me.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. I don't know. Because, like, I love walking around being like, it's my birthday. Oh, my gosh. I get the Disney button that I've had for 3 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's like...
But you deserve to be celebrated.
You're so right.
And you have such a group of people around you that... want to celebrate you
mm-hmm.
because they genuinely care about you. They're not gonna, you're not one of those people that like walks into somewhere and be like, oh my gosh, it's my birthday.
It's
and
my
people go,
my birthday.
Wow, happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, people go, oh my gosh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
On Facebook when it lets everybody know. Mm-hmm. So annoying. Like, shut up. Say quietly. I don't know. But yeah. Because also, it's like, my parents have gotten into the habit of asking me now, what do you want for your birthday? And every year I say, I don't know. Because mm-hmm. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
It never crosses my mind that I'm like, I want this and that and this and that and this and that for my birthday. Literally last year, I think I asked my dad, I said, if you want to get me an iPad, that's fine. But if not, no biggie. Mm-hmm. I got an iPad.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, wow, this birthday stuff's pretty cool.
Right.
And now I use it to make my little TikToks.
Exactly. It's been very useful to you.
I use it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, this year for my birthday, what am I going to ask for? I'm thinking about asking for knee ice packs. Like, ooh, those huge ones that you put in the freezer, and then mm-hmm. they, like, strap onto your knees. Because recently my knees have been hurting.
You're getting old.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think I want for my birthday.
Okay.
If anyone's listening. Little Pet Shop blind bag.
Mm-hmm.
Ice pack knee straps things. But I'm going to ask my mom for those because she always buys the best ones. Yeah. I don't know where she finds them.
She's good at that research.
Like, she has ones that we've had for 20 years and they look brand new. And mm-hmm. they're getting used, you know. Like, and I just love ice packs, I think. I'm diverting the conversation. I have my...
You have your headache. Thing.
Which I didn't put on last night because it was not the right headache for it.
Oh.
But I love my... I have two headache ice pack sleeves that, like, slide over your head and they, like... They're like, I don't even know how you describe them. They're just like headbands, but for your headaches.
Yeah.
And they go over your eyes. I have this one, like, what's it called at night when you sleep?
Like a sleep mask, an eye mask.
Yes, it's a sleep mask. And I use it for travel because it like has like cups over your eyes, so it's not squishing your eyes because I don't like when sleep masks squish my eyes. Mm-hmm. But it has a heating and a cooling attachment. And the cooling attachments are always in my little freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, like, gem face rollers that I never use because I always forget. Or I just don't think about it, which mm-hmm. I might do one today. And I just think it's time to get a knee ice pack.
Yeah. Add to the collection.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, Lilith's Pet Shop, blind bags, knee ice pack.
A Labubu. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to get me a Labubu.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Pop Mart in Vegas and see if I can find one.
Ooh, that's smart.
Last time I went, they were in high demand. They were wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then I'm thinking, like I'd love a digital camera to take pictures. Because I don't have one, and I just think it'd be fun to have a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know. So, those are the four things I think I would ask for my birthday. Because I used to be a big Lego kid, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I have two that need to be built, but I don't have enough room in my room. So they just stay in the box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Snoopy just released a Coach collection.
Ooh.
Peanuts Coach. And it's kind of cute. I need to look at it a little more. I liked their early... So they've done two collaborations. I liked the earlier one because I have a little, like, wristlet one.
The very first one or the second one?
Their first Peanuts collection with Coach. Okay. I like that one more. They had like a cool one a few years ago with like I think Snow White, and I have a little wallet with the Snow White animal eyeballs on it.
Oh.
But I have a little like purse clutch thing mm-hmm. with Snoopy on it from previous, and then they released a bag with that same print on it, but I like the clutch more.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Now I'm just talking, and then I love Kate Spade.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I only ever go to the Kate Spade outlets cuz why would I drop $400
on a bag.
I'd rather just drop $100.
Mm-hmm.
Like when, what was it? I bought this cute little backpack from Kate Spade outlet store, and it's mm-hmm. like my Christmas bag. I have it for Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because it's like a dark green. I don't know. I love it. I love accessories. You like to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I like just the accessory part of
it. Yeah. You choose the outfit. You're like, this outfit can go anywhere, anytime, anything. And mm-hmm. then you're like, I'm going to put the accessories together. Like, yeah. Depending on what time of year it is. You have all the Halloween accessories. You mm-hmm. have your Halloween bags. You got your mm-hmm. your Halloween bracelets, your Halloween yeah. hair things, your Halloween earrings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You really are the accessories girl.
Yeah, because, like, I'm an outfit repeater. I wear the same outfits constantly, but I change what's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun part.
Yeah.
So
changes the vibe of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to accessorize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Accessorize when the time does arise.
That's good.
Sure.
Don't hurt him now.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of giving, like, real eyes. Or yeah. She believed he lied.
Yeah, that's where I was trying to go.
Which, I hate to say it, she believed he lied. They cooked really hard with seeing that that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to say it.
Yeah, whoever did that, you cooked.
Because you know what? When that first came out, that was great. I know it's funny now, but like when that first was a thing,
mm-hmm.
it was like, damn.
Yeah.
She believed he lied.
I know.
He fucking lied, and she believed.
I can't believe him.
Or what's the one where it's like, I was blue.
Oh, red.
And suddenly you touched me and I became a lilac sky.
And you decided purple just wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Shout out Halsey for that one.
She cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I know we all make fun of it, but we have to remember what that was like when that was brand new.
Yeah.
Because that was monumental.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know. That was crazy.
Also, I feel like I've definitely woken up in the time we've been filming this.
Yeah, exactly. If you compare what we were like at the beginning of the episode to now, almost to the end of the episode,
I'm awake now.
Where, yeah.
My Motrin also kicked in.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I don't hurt anymore.
Welcome, Motrin.
Yeah, I'm just a girl who pops Motrin for my headaches.
Don't we all sometimes?
Yeah, which I've been told is a hot take. Are you Motrin girl?
No.
I'm like the only one.
I'm an Advil girl.
Okay. I'm a Motrin Tylenol kind of girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just always been a Motrin girl. It works for me.
That's okay.
Yeah. Or baby aspirin when I was little.
Ooh, baby aspirin.
Yeah. So.
I remember the only time, like, I had to deal with baby aspirin was, like, when my dogs, like, something happened to them and they had to take medicine. And it was, give them a baby aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated taking medication.
It's been like a horse in my cup this whole time.
Oh, so sorry for your loss.
I bumped it into something sticky.
Oh.
Anyway, I like the ASMR of me scratching that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dogs hated taking medicine. We tried to wrap the medicine in a piece of cheese, piece of ham. They would unroll it and leave the medicine on the ground.
Well, you know the hack where you put it in their mouth, you blow their nose, it makes them swallow?
And you blow their nose? What?
Like you go on their nose, it makes them swallow.
What? I didn't know that. Dang. One time we had to get my dog, Toby, to take, it was like a liquid medicine, and we put it on a spoon, and he sniffed it and walked away, and we had to, like, open his mouth and, like, pour it. And I was like, poor thing. He hated that so much. But we gave him a treat afterwards. It was right. Fine.
It's good for him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude, you have to take it. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else you want to chit-chat about?
No, I think that's all. I think that's all I have to say. I mean, I gotta pack. I gotta say goodbye to this place for a few days.
Say goodbye to me for a few days.
Even worse.
Ugh.
I'm going to California, though. Disneyland.
I know. I'm jealous.
So I'll try and see if I can get Oswald to sign a note card.
Please. I would love that. So. He's so cute.
You know what's so cute?
Hmm.
You.
Stop it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, my elbow. Did you hear that?
Oh, I did.
Jesus.
I don't care that you broke your elbow. God. Yeah, and that's the harsh reality.
And I thought you would, and that's my bad. It won't happen again.
Realize.
She got me with that one.
I know.
I believed. You fucking lied, dude. What's up with that? But yeah. What episode is this? 34?
34.
Wow. We're like a whole millennial now.
Crazy, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In less than 20 episodes, it's going to be our 1 year. Isn't that crazy to think about?
When did we start doing this?
October. I think it was October 2nd or something.
I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember we filmed it and then we waited 2 weeks because we were out of town.
Right? Yeah, I was out of the country for a whole month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to pre-film our entire first month of Yappa Clock.
But I think that was good, you know?
Yeah.
Made them show we were serious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, we will do this. And we've been doing really well.
Yeah.
We haven't missed a week yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's all we yapped today, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see you when we see you.
Exactly. Thanks for hanging out on this chill day.
Morning with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe an early evening for you. I don't know.
Whatever
time
works.
Time is a construct. Time is a construct. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
it is.
And hard to say.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure, all brother.
Right. All right, brother.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. I want you to like, comment, and subscribe. And please, what else did they say?
Smash that.
And smash that notification. And ring that notification bell. What's that thing I do all the time? I go,
what is up?
I just let it hang there for way too long. I think it's really funny.
You build up the anticipation.
Oh, you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That's why the leader of Yap O'Clock.
All right. Well.
Bye. Bye.